I'd love to know how this project started. How is it that you guys got involved? How did it all kick off?
So Kira has produced a book actually called Yondala, which is a combination of mandala and it's a colouring in.
It's a vagina colouring book.
It's a vagina colouring book.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
It is amazing, actually. It's a great book. It's a very healing book for women. It's very enlightening. It has lots of beautiful quotations in it. And I saw this book, and I've been making films for over documentary films for over 30 years, and that's how I think in life, basically. And it just generated this, well, that's a great subject for a documentary.
Hmm.
So that's that. It was like this, from little seeds, big things grow. And we worked on pre-production for a long time, and now we've just started production, and it's going well.
So what's the aim of the documentary? What message are we trying to portray?
So in the documentary, we're basically interviewing women, and the women who are taking up leadership in the area of female sexuality and empowerment. So we decided to start by looking for women that were using the yoni as a metaphor for their work, and there are heaps of them.
Mm.
So there are artists, and there are healers, and academics, and scientists, and really interesting women. And we decided to give them a voice in the film.
This is amazing. I think that this is beautiful. And you can find so many people drawing inspiration from the yoni in so many different fields. As you were saying there, it's across science and arts and culture. And kind of anywhere you find incredible women doing incredible things, you seem to find this, in my opinion. Now, for anyone out there who might not understand, and this is still something that I'm trying to wrap my head around as well, explain to me what the yoni is and what it is that you guys are exploring.
Well, amazingly enough, the female genitalia and reproductive system actually doesn't have an accurate name in the English language. So the word vagina only really refers to the vaginal canal. Mm. It doesn't refer to the labia and the other parts of the genitalia. Mm. So the yoni is a Sanskrit word, and it's actually one of the few words that hasn't got a negative connotation. So most of the words that we have in English describing the female genitalia are used as insults.
Mm. Absolutely.
You know, which is, you know, says something in itself about why we as women need to get our positive voices heard. So it's pretty much an untainted word, and it comes from a beautiful, from Sanskrit, and it's accurate. It actually refers to the entire ecology of the female genitals.
Mm. And as you're saying, it's the only word we have that encompasses the entire reproductive system.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And I think that's a beautiful almost metaphor for looking at women as a whole as well, instead of, you know, the very few aspects of women that have been focused on through history and that have been kind of portrayed in history.
Yes.
And in a very patriarchal society, to look at women as a whole and as their whole contribution to society. Yeah, I think
Yes.
that's a nice little parallel to draw there too.
Well, once you start to unpack the whole kind of symbol of the yoni, it's amazing what you can find. It's actually a very good feminist metaphor.
Mm.
And it's referring to something that has been hidden in the shadows for such a long time, you know, unspoken, unheard. And once you start looking at women that are brave enough to use that metaphor, that's where you start to find the juice.
Now, that's an interesting point that I'd like to kind of pull apart a little bit more, because as women become more empowered through their sexuality and through becoming in touch with, you know, femininity, well, not femininity, that's the wrong word, but with the female body and with the yoni and with everything that it is to be a woman, what do you think that this will, how do you think that this will impact on society as a whole, on men, on the entire society that we have kind of before us?
Well, it's about decolonizing our minds, and it's about creating new neural pathways that are, you know, I think feminine is a very good word.
Mm.
We all have a masculine and feminine kind of part of our mind and way of being. And I think a lot of times women are able to become empowered if we use the masculine part of our minds. This is about using, giving voice to the feminine.
Mm.
And, you know, it's dark and it's, you know, unseen and it's unheard.
That's it. It's unheard.
It's unheard.
Kind of female story is not one that we hear a lot of historically.
Yes.
So I think.
Read our
more
lips.
Power. I love it. Yes.
read our labia.
Yes. So we're seeking funding for the project. Is that right? We still need people to get on board and really back this project financially.
Yes. There used to be a lot of money around for documentary films many years ago when I first started, but these days it's very hard to actually find funding for a film. It involves lots of production details, etc., and post-production. And we're looking for support amongst the community, not just to give us money, and that would be nice. And there is a crowdfunding campaign happening.
There is indeed.
But we're also asking people to support it by sharing it with their friends, talking about it, telling everybody about it as much as they'd like to. It will be, it would take two formats. First, it'll be a 90-minute feature documentary.
Beautiful.
But we're also going to reframe it as a 4x1/2-hour television series.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll get quite wide exposure, we expect. And we would like people also to support it by maybe suggesting subjects for discussion, talent, and other things that we could talk about in the film.
I love
this. So there's lots of ways that people can support us. But,
broaden the conversation.
But money would be great.
Money would be great, everybody. And they do. We have a crowdfunding campaign currently on Indiegogo. We're going to pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you want to get behind this phenomenal project. But as Martin was saying there, I think opening up this conversation and bringing as many people and as many voices into it is going to be a really beautiful thing. And the more people engage, the more people learn, the more people break down these taboos and these walls that society has popped up all around female sexuality and the yoni and women just being in touch with their own.
Well, it's interesting that it's a subject that is hidden.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hidden metaphorically and it's hidden literally.
Yeah.
And it's time really to break out the yoni, I think, for people to
free the yoni.
Yes, absolutely. And to start talking about it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Take charge of it.
Yeah, take charge. Take ownership. Free the yoni. Yeah. Hashtag free the yoni. That's going to be all over Twitter this morning.
Nice.
You watch.
Love
I'm going to make sure that happens. Kira Martin, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.